On their way, here to slay, but they need some help.
And welcome back to
Help.
We have a live studio audience today. Make some noise. We have our bestie Jenna is in the studio today. She's visiting.
Bestie Day Day.
Okay.
Your Day Day.
Hey, give us some noise, David.
Ew. We both just synchronized, got up.
So how have you been, Miss Wee?
I don't know. It's the same answer every time. How have you been? I don't know what's going on.
Well, also, sorry about the last podcast because we are never going to Zazatown again before.
I've never gone to Zazatown.
We film.
And Ian did.
Bitch, I was in Zaza World. I literally didn't know what was going on.
Zazatown's not a place that we could go and function.
I was high as a motherfucker. Anyways, we're here in the studio. Really,
do you feel awkward now?
I never feel awkward.
Being awkward, you do sometimes.
Being awkward is a social construct. Be cringe and be free. No, honestly,
Friendly.
No, that's what someone was saying. Pros. They were like, notice
she
how
really retired. Sorry.
No, she didn't.
She did. Check her Insta.
I thought she was a mommy blogger.
Check her Instagram right now.
Okay, I will. I saw a post that said like everyone was talking about how like their cringe era was when they were the happiest. So like, notice like. Think about that. And it's kind of true. It's like ignorantly happy. It's not like actual like genuine happiness, but like freaking out over like a band or like just being a teenager and like
I don't think I ever like
got was out happy.
Of it. Oh my god, no.
Oh, like out of like your like quote unquote cringe era?
Yeah, I think it's just like gone to a different style.
Like
it went from One Direction in my Galaxy Cat leggings to orange pants and Harry Styles.
Like I don't know how to spell Acacia right now.
Like,
oh, it's Kersey?
Yeah, she's married. Check her last post. She retired. Do you feel hurt?
Holy shit. This is long. I can't
read
all that.
The whole thing.
But, oh my gosh. R.I.P. KK.
She didn't die. Do you know her?
I do. That's my girl.
I used to want to be her so bad. And like,
yeah, girl, I used to fucking wash my face with baby shampoo.
Me too.
I know.
But also my dermatologist told me that was good too. So it's like whatever. And it did help my skin.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I always have like naturally gorgeous, gorgeous skin.
You dare me to drink this all right now.
Yeah. Emmy has a water bottle in her hand and she usually doesn't drink that much water. It is maybe like an 8-ounce bottle. You're doing really good. Go.
My body won't let me swallow it.
Wait, speaking of cringe, did you see the TikTok of that girl who was, like, crying at Cinderella's castle? Because she, like, went to Disney World and was crying.
I've seen too many people crying at Disney
World. I'm, like, team Disney adult. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I feel like they're so happy. I just, like, I feel like whenever people are, like, hating on someone, like, for something so, like, casual, like being happy about like something that isn't a big deal, I'm like, okay, but when was the last time you were that happy? Probably like not. Like, what brings you that
just
much
like
happiness?
Act like Disney adults. So are we trying to defend ourselves right now?
Well, like a little bit, because it's like these bitches are miserable. Like, what is making you as happy as this girl crying at the Disney World castle?
I do agree. I wish I could.
Like, if something made me that happy, I would be like so content. Like, I really, truthfully wish. That was, like, the case.
I think if I gotta go to a Nickelodeon hotel and get slime dropped on me, I'd cry.
My song is coming out, Nickelodeon Girl. Should I debut it? I have it in my notes app. Are you ready?
Are you crying?
No, I have the lyrics. Because I was going to make a TikTok poking fun at that girl who's like, I'm not a Disney bitch. No, but that's the it's me or the PS5. Girl, it's the PS5. Anyways, do you want to hear the lyrics? Everyone in the room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is my song, Nickelodeon Girl.
Okay. I'm wearing orange pants.
You are wearing orange pants, so maybe you're the Nickelodeon girl. Are you fucking kidding? I have Tana Mojo song, really, and you didn't tell me. Love you, Tana. Anyways, okay. I want. Wait.
I kept editing Tanimojo's tongue into Adam, and he actually was getting mad at me. Like, actually mad.
Stop. I feel like that's too far. I'm sorry, Tana.
Tana,
we love
if
you.
You're going to post your tongue being white, I could edit it on
Tana,
Adam.
All tongues are beautiful, girl. Don't worry about it. Anyways, okay. My Nickelodeon song. I want to be a Nickelodeon girl who loves ooey gooey slime. Wait, no, also, this is at 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, this is literally so. This is so early.
Wait,
I
want to harmonize in the back.
Yeah, it's like a lot of words. I want to be a Nickelodeon girl who loves ooey gooey slime. I want to get slime so bad, but I'm not normal. I'm a weirdo. I'm jealous of Miranda Cosgrove, but I'll never be her.
Ian, like, bothered me in the car. I was like, we have to make outline. We have to think of things to talk about. And did not tell me this was happening, and this is Ian's idea.
Well, I just thought about the fact that I did that. Like, it wasn't, like, on the agenda. Like, it wasn't my, like, thought. I walked this morning. Yay! That said, I walked this morning to Emmy's. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because I said, be on time.
And I was so
because I'm going to Harry Styles. Bop, bop, zap.
I was on time, punctual.
Bop, bop, zap.
And functional. So just going through the things that we were talking about, we went to drag brunch. That was me snapping, giving
sitting
the
like
air
that.
The tens. How we was did. Your drag? That was my first drag brunch.
That was, I've only drank during the day 3 times in my life. Never before, like, 2 p.m., I think.
Really?
What time was it?
The mansion thing was, like, 10 in the morning, girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really early.
Oh, so never mind, I lied. But I've only drank it during the day like 3 times. And we went to the drag brunch and it was bottomless mimosas. I'm thinking like a glass
bottom,
of mimosas.
Bitch, we found the bottom.
Like, okay. If it's cheap, it's going to be a glass of orange juice.
Yeah, because
like,
it was $20. Okay, Mickey.
Yeah, with
like
a splash of champagne. But then it's like a picture of picture. picture. It's a picture of champagne with this much orange juice. A pitcher.
It was
and I drank
crazy.
3, and I just, it was
we should, well, okay, all the video, like, people, will send them a photo of it, because I have a photo of it. Bitch, it was a pitcher. Like, pitcher. Like, hold it up with a handle. Like, hold it up with a handle and pour it. And it was so much fun. The queens are pretty good, too.
It was a moment. Being in WeHo during the day, like, blackout at 2 p.m. was a lot for me to take in.
It was magical.
It was.
It was like,
I would do it again.
I would too.
If you have your inhaler, I can't breathe.
Yeah. Can you? Assistant, can you get? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I that was good.
That was really good. No, that's not my bag. You're going. My bag is in Jenna's. It's in Jenna's office.
Jenna's house?
No, Jenna's office. That was really good. When we were in WeHo, we were like giving the girls their dollars, like, because they were doing good. And then I was starting
their
to
dollars.
Think, I was like going to a drag show is like the gay equivalent of like going to a strip club. Like, I feel like the queens deserve like just as much money as strippers do, because like, I feel like the logic behind giving strippers money is one, because like their ass is in your face. And but two, because like I know, like I've seen strip talk, like I've been around the block on strip talk. Did you go through my bag, David? What? No, I'm kidding. I'm
I
kidding.
Was like,
I'm kidding.
What
I'm,
the
kidding.
Fuck
I'm kidding. I've seen like people on strip talk be like, you're not only paying for the service, like you're paying for our makeup, you're paying for our outfits, for our heels, and that's the same with drag queens, because drag queens, like, those bitches need way more makeup, if like. Right? I feel like they would need way more makeup. Their outfits, they need to get padding, they need to get breastplates.
I think it's two completely different things, but they both take a lot
it's
of work.
Different things, but in my head, like, that's the gay equivalent. Although there's, it's not really, like, sexual. It is with,
Ian,
like,
the drag queen is making us all moan instead of yelling.
Yeah, but, like, their tits were in my face, so, like, it wasn't, that's not sexual to me. Moaning?
Remember the one that was rubbing you?
Oh my gosh, we went to fucking Hamburger Mary's like mid-pandemic, and I was so excited because like I had always heard about it.
You worded that really poorly.
What?
Mid-pandemic we went out.
Oh, no, not like mid-pandemic, but like when like you still had to wear masks while you were like in restaurants. Like, you could, like, I don't know. Right now, there's no mask mandate in LA. But we walk in and, like, girl, like, stay focused. You got a pop-up to go to.
Antsy.
You don't remember that?
I do remember.
Okay, girl. I was just expecting a laugh because, like, everyone else in the room was giggling.
Ian, like, does too much for me to laugh anymore.
What do you mean? Like, I have to, like, be, like, over the top? Like, I set the bar too high.
That's definitely a way to think of it.
Yeah.
I think that Ian, like, was, like, too funny for a second, and all my laugh is gone.
Well, I
forever. Don't, and then Ian does stuff, and I think a lot of things you do are funny, but they're just, like, the laugh has to stay.
You just, like, can't, like, give me,
like,
that
I think
ego
it
boost.
Like, that was funny, and I would laugh if I had any left, but you took it all.
I took, like, for the month?
No, for the rest of my life.
I can never make you laugh again?
When's the last time you made me laugh out loud?
Like, literally probably today. Like, what?
No.
That I did.
You sure?
Stop. You're embarrassing me. No, I'm kidding. See,
stop.
You just laughed. I feel like you're sick. Wait, I was talking about Hamburger Mary's and how I got groped by a drag queen. Basically, we went there expecting a drag show, and they were just drag queens wearing masks, handing us cards with their Venmos on it, being like, if you want to
give me money. Yeah, they weren't dancing or, like, performing or anything. They actually just walked around. They weren't even, like, the waiters or anything. They actually were just, like, walking around Hamburger Mary's. Like, if I just put on, like, drag and walked around Hamburger Mary's and gave people my Venmo.
But you know who can put on a performance? Gabby motherfucking Hannah.
Gabby Hannah!
We saw the one and only Gabby Hannah in concert, and she slayed. We got so drunk. There was this bartender that looked like Amy Winehouse. She was twerking on us. And
like a 5-year-old gets antsy.
Is that how you feel right now?
She, like,
you're thinking about Mr.
Out.
Harry?
No. I'm, like, choking on my spit.
But yeah, we saw Gabby Hannah in concert. The crowd was live. The vibes were there. And the singing
was
singing for sure.
We all, like, got too drunk.
I love her. I started crying. Emmy started crying.
No. I got really drunk and I grabbed the camera and said that she changed my life and I'm sorry.
Like, towards the end of the concert, like, the photographer was trying to get more B-roll and he was like, get excited for Gabby. And, girl, we
don't
got
ask me to get excited for anything because no matter what it is, I will actually just scream bloody murder.
We got excited for motherfucking Gabby Hannah.
Sorry, girl.
We got excited. I'm trying to think. Oh, also, just random to add in, just because I want to. I saw Twice, and they were really good. And I got scammed $250, and I ended up spending $850 total to be the last seat in the concert. But I got to see Momo and Chaeyoung.
A performance that wasn't necessarily Gabby Hannah. The Billboard Women Music Awards.
I would have fucking rather saw Gabby Hannah.
No, but I love them.
No, because, Billboard,
don't
yeah.
hesitate to give me an award in the future. Thank you. Because
you are a woman
it
who's
was
doing
not
music.
What we expected.
No.
And I paid $20 for a slice of bad pizza.
Bitch, we paid $100 for the ticket.
Yeah. I saw the name Phoebe Bridgers and Olivia Rodrigo and Doja Cat, and I said,
like, holy shit. So there's this thing that happens every year that's the Billboard Women in Music
Awards.
Billboard Women in Music Awards. We thought it was just like Billboard Women in Music. I don't even think it said awards on the
It didn't
thing.
Say awards as it was promoted. And also, the way it was advertised made it seem like these people already, like, accepted the awards and they were just going to, like, do, like, two or
it
three
It was like
songs.
Women in Music, this is
and
a concert.
And, like, here's who won Fun Time, Come Sing.
Come Sing, because it's $125.
Bitch, no.
No.
They were like, buy this Lady Gaga NFT. And
yeah.
then Olivia Rodrigo, a video of her singing played.
She didn't even perform. It was
but
a video
Phoebe,
of her outside.
Phoebe sang Kyoto. That's all. That was worth $100 for me.
Phoebe was really good, but, like, there was something about the energy in the room.
Everyone was laughing.
Everyone was, like, kind of over it. Sierra hosted, and she kind of was like, we love women. Welcome to the awards. So now it's Olivia Rodrigo behind me on a YouTube video.
And
then
a lady in a green dress started crying because she thinks that not enough women own NFTs. And then she's like, here, we're going to present our newest NFT. And it was the worst fucking pop art I've ever seen. Everyone's sitting there like, is that Lady Gaga? No, bitch. It was like
Christina Aguilera. Because then
Christina Aguilera, you could hear everyone being like, is that Gaga? Is that this person? Nobody knew. It looked like shit. Sorry.
It looked horrible. And then Christina Aguilera comes out and tries to sell us NFTs.
It was like not real.
It was like so odd. It was like, it was crazy.
There was a woman who was winning an award, and her husband, it's a woman's award show. Her husband comes out and is like, my wife, she loves our kids, and she cooks and cleans. Like, actually genuinely was talking about how she cooks and cleans.
That literally was what he said.
And he's like, and God loves us all. He's like, my wife, she's not like any other woman in this world. She just cares for her babies. She's a country singer, but another thing she is a mother. And, like, talks about, like, her womanly tasks. And then is like, now come on out. And, like, he sings
she
with her.
She kind of slayed.
Oh, she sounded
her
amazing.
Her voice was really good.
She sounded great. But also the amount of people that were like, God and Jesus are here for us. And I'm like, oh, all right.
No, but what was really funny is it was a night for a woman. But the amount of, it was giving very much, like, hater energy. It was giving like women attacking women because the audience was insane. Bitches were fighting in the stands.
Well, they were fighting because, well, first of all, me and Jake got up once the whole show. We got up once. We go back to the seats and we're like, excuse me. And they're like, you can walk over us. And we're like, yeah, we can. And we like walk over them. And then they're being loud. The only fucking people I really wanted to see were Phoebe and Olivia. And thank God no one talked during Phoebe because I would have had a freak out.
Yeah.
But Olivia comes out to like accept her award, not do a performance, but like talk. And I'm so excited to hear her speech. And these fucking people are talking so loud. And everyone around us is getting mad. And they're like, shh. And the girl's like, no, shut the fuck up. Who told me to shh? And then they all start fighting.
It was literally insane. Like while she's trying to get her award, like everyone around was like, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. And then like, there was this girl who was screaming the whole time, like trying to get like people's attention. And I'm like, why are you
trying to get Sheryl Crow to hear you say she's hot?
Why, yeah, like why do you need to tell Saweetie's mom that she's sexy? She was like, I love your boobs. You're the hottest.
It
mom
was
ever.
Like a lot. It was like,
I was like,
also, girl, we're in section 300. No one can hear.
Yeah, literally. We are in section 300 that we paid $125 for. And it was honestly like, I was bored as fuck. I was really like,
I was
bored as fuck.
I was kind of very entertained because
I was,
like,
at the fact
damn,
of how
what the
bad
fuck
it was.
Is this? Yeah. But also, Phoebe's mom's speech to Phoebe.
That made me like cry.
Made me sob my
eyes
out.
That was really good.
I love you, Phoebe Bridgers.
That was cute. What else have we done? We went to Madison Beer's B Day. Hey, Maddie Beery.
I embarrass myself. I always do.
That felt like it was fucking 3 years ago, and I just realized that it was while Jenna was here. Like, I totally forgot that.
I drank too much.
I didn't even drink that much, but you had a flask. Also,
I had a flask. I took a lot of shots. Brittany had White Claw Surge.
I didn't realize that. Okay. The way it was set up is that, like, anyone could go, I think. And then Madison had her own section, and I didn't realize that there was, like, bottles and, like, free drinks in Madison's section. So we were just paying $100 for no fucking reason for drinks. Because at first I was like, Madison, like, you can't get free drinks, drunk. Girl. It's Gianni. Gianni, hey. If you hear this, shut the fuck up. We're trying to film a podcast here. I'm kidding, Gianni. I love you. We really, like...
I'm trying to, like, hear Gianni.
Well, I'm trying to film a podcast so you can go to see Harry Styles' pleasing pop-up. We kind of walk into the office like the boss baby, and we just, like, stomp around and throw our shoes everywhere and then ask Jordan for demands and then, like, walk out of his office.
I don't know who we
and
is.
Speak
you
about
took
nothing
your
for
shoes off and stomped and clomped and then walked in
you
there.
You got up and put your foot on the chair.
Because I was pitching Jordan an idea. And I had to be serious because it's like showing power.
What was the idea?
Well, I can't tell you. It's me and Adam's secret, but I'll tell you later.
Are you kidding?
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, on the podcast. Yeah. I thought you meant like you can't tell me.
No,
I like,
can tell you.
Oh, I was
I
like.
I tell you in the car.
Oh, okay. We went to
have
some beers.
Oh, yeah. I drank too much. Like way too much.
I was like, where's Emmy?
Every time I see Kelsey and Cody, I can't look at them. I actually think I could look at Cody Coe. I can't look at Kelsey. She's so pretty. I've met her before, but she walked up and my brain, I was so drunk, my brain told me to do this. And I closed my eyes. I
literally
said.
Literally in front of her face went.
I literally went, I'm sorry, I can't look at you. And she's like, Emmy. I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. And then she did comment and say, can you please talk to me next time? Probably not. I'm sorry. And I did look at Cody Coe like I was watching a cartoon. I actually was like this. Brittany was talking to him. I said,
yeah, no, Brittany got so drunk. Brittany literally had like 7 White Claw surges before we went
to
Madison.
Did you see your TikToks after?
Yes.
I hate my White Claw surge 10 out of 10.
Like, literally, it was actually insane.
Hey guys,
we go over to Britney's for the
Sunday,
pregame.
Sunday, shut the fuck up. Sunday. Here's a big plate of shut the fuck up.
Anyways, we go to Britney's for the pregame. I'm like sober. This bitch is in a muumuu butt ass naked, flashing her ass at me, like literally running around her apartment, going, "Want to see? Like bending over, like showing me her entire asshole." That was. Jenna, audience member, was Britney in a muumuu flashing us? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Uh-oh. Take this.
Are you peeing? Oh, wait. This is kind of perfect. I feel like I have some things I want to talk about that are just, like, random things. Okay. First of all, for all my little gay people out here, what the fuck is going on Drag Race? I know that, like, I'm looking at the only other gay person in the room, and he hasn't seen this season. RuPaul, send these bitches home. Send them home. I can name, like, I can name, like, five girls that, like, their time is up. Like, I'm sorry. Their time is up. If y'all don't know Drag Race, it's whatever. It's Drag Race. Usually, it's, like, a 12-episode season, and... Episode 4 or 5, they'll have Snatch Game. Bitch, Snatch Game happened episode 10. Like, RuPaul, what are you doing? Like, send them home. He'll be like, Shantae, you both stay. And then it's like, but they still sucked the entire week. Like, just because their lip sync was good doesn't mean that they should stay. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of Dia Betty. You're not that great to be, like, such a fucking bitch. Like, she was shading all the girls during the Snatch Game. Like, her performance wasn't just as awful. Like, I'm over it. Like, this season needs to end. I love a lot of the queens. I love Willow. I love Bosco. I love Injeria. I love Lady Camden. Like, I'm just over it. That sounds like a drag queen word generator. I love Missy Yas Yas. I'm like making up shit. Another thing I want to talk about is I feel like healing your inner child isn't fucking real. Like, I get it, but like, I'm not healing my inner child because I want to watch a cartoon movie. Like, that's not what that means. It's like, oh, look, this old lady's crying over a baby doll. And, like, I'm happy that she's, like, excited for her American Girl doll. But, like, is that, like, actually going to, like, help her mentally? Like, is that going to help her problems? Like, she's just holding a baby doll and is excited. Like, and like it's cute. But it's, like, I don't know. Everything is healing your inner child. Like, oh, I'm just going for a walk barefoot to heal my inner child because I did that when I was 5. And I'm like, bitch, take some fucking Lexapro. Like, I swear to God. Am I right, guys?
Right.
Yeah. Am I right, audience? Also, I want to speak about that guy that got a Lauryn Hill tattoo on TikTok. I don't want to speak about that, like, situation. But what the fuck does your light mean? Because every video is like, I'm healing and in my inner peace light. And I'm in my light. What are you even talking about? Like, you're not explaining shit. Like, you're just wearing a crystal and wearing, like, Urban Outfitters pants and saying, I'm in my light, I'm in my healing era. Like, I'm just... No, it's not Crystal Bitches. It's the guy that got the Lauryn Hill tattoo. Okay, because you're not on that side of TikTok. You're not on controversial talk.
I'm not on any side of TikTok. I apparently fucked up my For You page.
Emmy fucked up her For You page.
Fucked up my account.
What if the police just showed up mid-podcast?
I don't know what I would do.
I literally just got angry for a minute. I just, like, went on a rant.
Speaking of TikTok, like, it's so bad recently. Is any, like, do you have a normal For You page? Emmy's is literally, like, videos of people, like, weird people.
Like, with, they like, all have, likes. Like, 7 likes. Let me just... You stole my wallet.
No, I did not. It's in the...
Wait, I took my phone with me.
Yeah, it's in your...
I thought you were trying to fool me.
Like, I did not.
Wait, let me just, like, get a taste. There's this one lady that always comes up, and she loves to make songs.
So do I, because I'm a Nickelodeon girl.
But there's a
girl.
Difference between you and her.
Is that she's good? Is it the girl that's like, wait. Brandon.
Pink every day. We're gonna be strong. Fucking gays, we're not gonna let nobody know just what to do or what to.
See Brandon in the clubs.
I love you, Brandon. Brandon has to come to LA. I swear to God, I'm gonna kiki with that bitch. I need to give that bitch some Molly.
You're like, this is 14 likes, it won't load yet.
I said, I need to give that bitch some Molly.
When you're in HR and someone asks you out.
Because you're in HR.
I just think TikTok is like getting so bored. It's just turning into Musical.ly.
Like that Ian is ugly person comes in.
That stopped. That's my close friends.
Oh.
No, it's not anything crazy. I just think it's boring. Like, I don't want to see fucking actual celebrities. I don't want to see Charlie Puth tapping a screen to like change a photo of a cat and be like, I do piano. Like, I want to see like a bitch with mental illness crying and having a breakdown and like having a fit. What? Like, yeah, like I feel like people like you are the reason that TikTok is good, because it's like, I don't want to hear like the same audio. I don't want to hear, I sometimes say fuck. Like, I heard that 300 damn times today.
I just want to see a bitch crying with mental illness.
I do. I hey really girl. Do. Like, all the stuff, it's so repetitive.
That was really awkward.
It's so repetitive. I've heard fucking Miranda Cosgrove say that she says fuck like 10 times every 5 minutes.
You just need to get on my vibe.
I guess I do.
I can help.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I want to say.
Okay.
Okay.
That's Fault in Our Stars, yas. Us in our stars. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe okay will be our always. That was good. Fault in Our Sleigh.
Yas in Our Stars.
Oh, Yas in Our Sleigh.
Yas in Our Stars. It still has to be like.
It's
but
to
it's
Fault
in Our Stars slash Armenian slash Dancing with the Stars.
The gag is a metaphor. It's like you put the gag in your mouth, but like you don't let it choke you. Anyways, you wanted to laugh, bitch. Literally, you wanted to laugh.
Yeah, and it won't come out anymore because it's gone. The giggle box.
If, okay, I have written down, if learning about crypto is the only way to get rich, then I'll stay poor. I was talking about this in the car. I don't fucking get it. And I feel like it's so typical to be like, what's an NFT? Oh my gosh. Because like everyone is talking about that.
Fungible token.
Like I get it. Also, like, how is it bad for the environment? Like, it's just a photo. But like, is you using like Adobe art like bad for the environment?
A lot of things are.
Like, I don't get it. Like, what makes it valuable? But like, I just know people in my high school that are like millionaires from crypto. And I'm like, I'm not learning that shit.
You like to lie.
Well, like, I went to high school for like one. I went to high school for 3 months and
you're
then
so
I was
confusing.
Like, I'm going to kill myself. And then I didn't go to high school anymore.
So confusing.
Really?
Yeah, you're like, I'm homeschooled. No, I'm not. Wait,
are
can you
gonna
stand
apologize?
Up and Jenna, come here and look at Ian's eyelid.
You already showed her.
Wait, the extra eyelash?
Yeah, I have an extra eyelash.
Wait, you looked at it in person?
In front of me. Yeah, she did look at it in person at brunch. So maybe you don't remember because we were blacked out. I have an extra
you
eyelash. No, I didn't. That's what Emmy says every time. And then she finds it and goes, oh my God, you're so weird. And then she does that every time. It's literally there. I don't want to like, I don't want to have
open.
That angle. I don't want to have an angle of me
get away.
On the camera. I did not pluck it.
Ah,
I told you she does it every time. And then she goes, oh, it's so weird.
Go straight on and look when the eyes
girl,
open.
Girl, we could do this another time. You don't have to publicly humiliate me. This is
that's
like.
That's not humiliating. It's unique.
I'm just unique. I used to know a girl named Unique Look. I was gay. She had a crush on me. She tried to ask me out, and then I told her that I was dating my friend who was a lesbian. Anyways. Oh, my God. Sorry, this is like ENHRH collection hour because I've just been pissed off. I'm mad that hyperpop is, like, normalized. Not because, like, I want it to be, but, like, it's so annoying that, like, kids don't get made fun of for liking weird stuff anymore. Like, it's cool to like weird stuff. Like, the only, when I was listening to, like, Sophie and, like, PC music.
Well, it's
music,
just shifted.
I know. And,
like
I'm
okay,
jelly.
No, there's definitely people that get made fun of for liking weird stuff. Like, like if you're furry or something.
Well, yeah, but that's, like, fucking gross. No, I'm kidding.
So you're saying, like,
I'm kidding.
Saying, like, people who think they're cool and like weird stuff don't get made fun of? Or like, what are you saying?
I'm just saying when I was like, I feel like there's.
You're just like ahead of the game.
I was ahead of the game. Like the only other person that I talked to that liked like Sophie and like PC music was my friend that did meth and lied to me about his age on the internet when I was like
okay.
14. And I recently like reconnected with this person and he showed me a video of him doing meth.
If you're watching, Ian's
friend. And he listens too.
Hey.
No, he's super nice. The meth didn't bring him down. Like, he's normal.
Why'd he lie about his age?
I don't know. Because, like
by how many years? Up or down?
No, because I feel like I got, like, reverse groomed. in a way. Not like actually groom, but like he
what
literally
does that
like
mean?
No, like he told me that he was. I was like, oh, like I'm 15, and or I was 14, and I was like, yeah, I'm 14. And then he was like, oh my gosh, like I'm 13. And then he was like, yeah, when I actually met you, I was 10. And I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean you were 10? Like, what? So he just, like, lied.
So a freshman in high school and a fifth grader?
Yeah. But it was, like, mostly on the internet. Like, I met him once at the mall to meet Fifth Harmony. That's how we met.
You're, like, making shit
no,
up.
No, I'm not making it up.
I met, when I was meeting Fifth Harmony, I met, what was her name, Sydney Okay.
Oh, I love.
I went and saw Kacey Musgraves. And I was so excited, and I did drink a little, and the man in front of me kept tapping my leg, being like, what song is this? Every song. And I would tell him, and he'd be like, wow, you, like, know all her songs. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm at her concert. And we were, like, in, like, good seats, so, like, if you bought those seats, you might want to know Kacey Musgraves.
Were they, like, expensive?
Yeah. They were, like, section 100, like, right on the thing. Oh. And he was, like, High Horse came on, and he literally, like, stand up. I was standing. He was sitting the whole time. He would
be Kacey Musgraves and sing High Horse.
He'd go like this.
What the fuck kind of song? That was not,
I said sing High Horse. You said ding ding ding.
Sing High Horse.
I bet you think you're John Wayne. He'd go like this. Like hard, too. He'd be, and I would I'd turn and be like, and he'd be like, what is this? And I would tell him. And he'd be
it's
like,
it's High Horse.
He'd be like, how do you know all this? And it's like the most
like,
popular song.
I paid $300,
I know. I'm like, it's the most popular song she has. Why are you here? And he was just sitting there like this. But I'm like, do your thing.
Was he vibing with it?
Kind of. Besides, every time he'd ask what song it was. And then after I'd tell him, he'd be like, cool.
Maybe he just liked it. Maybe he was trying to become a fan. Was he like with someone? Was he like with a girl?
Yeah, I think it was his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. That makes kind of sense. But
ask
like, ask her.
Anyway.
Yeah. Like,
but she also would turn around every time and be like, yeah, what song? But he was like, do that to my leg. Every song. So every 3 minutes, I'd feel it.
What the fuck?
I'd be like,
why was he punching you?
I don't know.
Emmy said she wants to talk about Grimes.
Grimes. Grimes forgot. Wee. Grimes forgot that she had a second kid and
yeah.
Revealed that she does. Their name's Y. And. Wow. And what it is. Stop. And Grimes is with, or I don't know if they're dating or just like what, but the person Grimes is dating was in prison for 25 years for leaking government information and also was a soldier. And this is your daily Grimes update.
Guys, we have a sponsor today from EveryPlay. Woo! EveryPlay is America's best value meal kit. While most meal kits come with a premium price tag, EveryPlay offers delicious dinners that won't break the bank. EveryPlay's quality ingredients come carefully packaged and pre-proportioned, helping you save money and reduce food waste. Like that bag of mixed greens you throw out every week. Choose between 17 recipes that change each week and swap proteins, veggies, and the sides of your liking. There's a lot of meal services out there, but every plate has lower prices that set themselves apart from their competitors. I have used this, actually, and they're pretty easy to make, and it has saved me money because I really just, I'll buy, like, random things from Trader Joe's that, like, are pre-made that you put in the microwave for 5 minutes, and this is not that zhuzh. Like, this shit tastes good. You can try EveryPlay for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplay.com and entering code HELP179. Get started with EveryPlay for just $1.79. Come on, guys. Go to everyplay.com. That is everyplay.com. And you can get a $104 value. Thanks, guys. Thank you, EveryPlay. We are back. Okay, we have to have
you
a moment where
a
things got
test?
Cut. What's the friendship test?
Would you, if you had to, go on Dr. Phil with me and lie?
Like, fucking obviously.
No, but if I,
would I go
was
to, like,
seriously
Walmart
in a problem and he's like, you're going to the ranch, you would be like, no, she's not, because this.
No, because I'm going to the ranch too, bitch.
We can go together.
And I'm not talking about dressing. Okay.
literally, like, fuck off. Like, fuck off. Jenna laughed. David laughed.
It's You're just too it. Often that some of it's like, okay, we get it. Can you try to make me
it's
laugh?
It's like, let other people be funny. That's how you feel.
David makes me giggle.
Is it because you're intimidated?
No, not at all.
Oh, damn it.
Wait, can we have a try to make me laugh thing?
No, because I feel like I can't be put on the spot. If I'm going to make you laugh, like, it has to, like, flow.
Kind of like your vagina.
She's got a wheeze. David's got a... We got a...
I don't really know what my laugh sounds like. I wish... I need to try out laughs. Wait.
Sometimes you do...
Okay, here, I'm going to try out laughs and everyone vote, okay?
Wait, what do you laugh like? Actually, all
Wait. Should I make that my laugh? Like, wait, I need
I
to rebrand.
I gave yeah. I don't like the shaking.
Really? I wanted to start. Me and David
you were do that a lot.
Me and David were laughing with our feet. Like, I want to start kicking when I laugh.
Like, you do that. You make the face.
It's because I cover my teeth because I have stupid little gums. Oh, no, I have stupid big gums, girl. That's the sequel. I'm going to be on the remix called Stupid Big Gums. The squeakle. No, yeah.
Isn't that weird? I just put my head in here to see my boobs.
Do you have a bra on? Ew. That's, like, so not ladylike. Why are you gasping like I don't make those comments all the time? We need a Disney princess with liver failure.
I've said this. Disney princess with liver failure and gay prince. That's me and Ian. I don't actually have liver failure, though.
Guys, Turning Red was really good. I liked it a lot. I loved it. I think they talked about good issues. Because everyone on Twitter was like, it's pretty progressive. And I didn't know if they meant, like, lesbian ogre progressive or if they meant, like, it was actually going to be, like, progressive. Because, like, I feel like with, like, new animated films from Pixar, like, Twitter will be like, this is the first, like, woman on a bicycle scene in animation, like, ever. Like, it's, like, just some, like, random shit. Or it's, like, a lesbian cop that has, like, three eyeballs. Is SpongeBob gay?
SpongeBob.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know. We should look it up.
Do you think if we Google that, it'll tell us?
If SpongeBob's gay?
I'm gonna Google it. Sorry,
Why are you saying sorry? We literally asked SpongeBob if he's gone to the mental hospital. Oh. That's a story time.
Does that mean it called them?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
I'm going to Google, is SpongeBob gay?
Pink every day. Gonna be strong fucking gays. We're not gonna... What'd you get on Instacart?
Oh, wait.
That's literally just her Instacart. She was trying to show me something on her phone and it just said Instacart. I'm not gonna let nobody tell. Is Spencer a boy or a girl?
Is Spencer?
Are you a boy or a girl? Because did you ever have that happen to you as a kid?
His real name is Spencer and he is gay. That's what it says. I have to send this to Spencer.
His real name is Spencer, and he's is gay.
She.
Ugh. Did you ever get asked if you were a boy or a girl? Wait, no, you had long hair, and like
I was bald
looked like a woman
for 4 years.
Oh, did people ask you that?
Yeah.
But like when you were like younger.
No, I just got asked what the red dots on my face were.
I got asked why I didn't have boobs at a water park once, and like. And because someone told me, and by someone I mean me, I convinced myself that if I got long hair and highlights, I would look like Sam from Glee.
Did I?
I didn't. But I did look like a fish, so we had that in common. Because
I looked
crazy.
My mom asked if I was a boy or a girl.
I feel like that's like normal. I feel like once
wait, this is like my favorite thing.
That it says Spencer was gay. That's your
His
favorite thing.
Spencer and he is gay.
When I came out.
And this is the picture.
Wait, it looks more. Spencer had the glow up of the fucking year. Oh my gosh, I just saw a POV where it was like. Dude. No. I just saw a POV where it was like your value is based off how many inhaler puffs you have.
What does that mean?
Like, that was the POV. Like, you know, the girl that's like, I got these AirPods and they tell me when I'm gonna die.
It's like those POV, like, David knows what I'm talking about. No, it's when they make those, like, really specific POVs where it's, like, if your left nipple is higher than your right, it will tell you when your mom's going to die. What if I just started pushing off? I would be really pissed off because it's almost empty.
The TikTok filter will tell you what age your life changed forever.
Literally.
Ready?
10. What age my life changed forever?
I love when people are like, and then they like cry and they like put a flashback, like, girl.
Like, what are you so dramatic for? Kind of like your vagina. I can't stop saying that. Did you ever see that? It's from Drag Race. It's when they brought a bunch of old people in for the drag queens to do a comedy show. And Laganja Estranja was like, it's old and dusty. And then she just goes, kind of like your vaginas. And then all the old people like are not laughing. And they're just like looking. Can you not film me? Can you take this serious? This is like a business. Me too. I was like looking at something. Noise. What are you doing, Emmy? Talk to me. I feel like you don't want to talk to me. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Emmy, just talk to me.
Talk to me.
What have you gotten on Amazon recently?
Not anything in a while. Do you want me to check? I'll tell you my last few purchases. I love my dog.
Who? Cece? I, like, have that butthole itch really bad. When Jenna comes
back. Can I scratch it? I'll get acrylic nails.
Just to scratch my butt?
Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Well, I'm not.
Okay. Well, can I talk about... Oh, my gosh! I had another Sissy That Walk moment. I forgot to mention. North Face Fish. So, I was going to 7-Eleven and...
North Face Fish?
Yes, bitch! I was going to 7-Eleven... And there was these girls outside of 7-Eleven. They are my girls. Sometimes I'll buy them some cigarettes. Because people fucking deserve their cigarettes. I'm sorry. I'm so team cigarette recently. That sounds like so, like, kind of, like, maybe wrong. Like, I'm getting paid by, like, to big tobacco.
I don't care
but
what
people like,
do.
But, like, I'm so over the, like, your lungs be like, and then it, like, is an emoji. Like, let this bitch have their cigarette in peace. Like.
Well, when you're puffing in my face, I think differently, but.
But, like. I'm team cigarette. Like, I don't, like, smoke cigarettes.
I don't care. I think anyone
like,
can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I think people are so annoying. Or when people, like, walk past people smoking cigarettes going, like, coughing, like, pretending to cough in their face. Like, let them have their fucking cigarette in peace. Okay, like, they're at a club and they look hot and they're, like, living their cigarette fantasy. But anyways, I was going to 7-Eleven and I was just wearing an outfit and this girl said, I like your little fit going on. Come on, North Face Fish. And
are you wearing North Face?
Yeah, I had my North Face boots on. Boots. And I looked North Face Fish.
I'm
and
sorry,
I fucking
but I
loved that.
I can't tell you what I got on Amazon in a while because it's not loading.
Oh, no.
So, I don't think I've ordered.
Governor Newsom, what are you going to do about. What if we just started turning into a political podcast? And like
and
actually.
Everyone would be really fucking confused because I don't really know anything.
Government Newsom, what are we going to.
Government Newsom.
I don't really know his name. Gavin Davenport, what the fuck are you going to do about my taxes? We need to just pretend that we know what's going on. And why are the roads so wonky? Like, come on, Gavin Davenport. Governor Kennedy Davenport. Doug's Dillon-Dole Davenport. What the fuck are we going to do about these buildings?
Crypto.com Arena, Doug's Dome, Dimmadome. Why did she do that? Kelly Osbourne, what are you doing?
Stop, because like this is gonna sound like I'm a hater, but like
you've already had your Kelly Osbourne moment.
Have I?
Yeah, remember I literally said that was giving Kelly.
Well, she's just like, okay, like how many times are you gonna wear the same fucking suit?
I really wanna do this.
Like, wow. Kelly Osbourne just goes onto every single show wearing the same fucking hair swoop and the same suit.
Okay, and you wear the same three outfits.
Okay.
Why am I, like, defending Kelly Osbourne? I don't really care.
You're like, well, you're not as good as Kelly Osbourne, and I actually love her, so.
I don't know really anything about her. My sister met her in a restaurant once.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Rachel.
I'm so jealous.
Sister. Me and my sister used to put, like,
googly eyes over our eyelids and go like this and crunch them. And then we'd run around our living room not being able to see him. We'd go, sister. And we'd like to run until we smack at each other. We also used to play a game called the Nerds game. And I cracked my chin open once while playing it.
One time I used to like choke hold my cousin and slam her into the ground. We played WWE.
That's not like the same.
Bitch, you're looking at me all weird. You said I used to have fight nights with my friend where we beat the fuck out of each other. That's not as weird.
Well,
me and my cousin.
We were grown and we were having fight night weekends. You chokehold your cousin and slam her to the floor when you were 10.
Yeah, because it was WWE. I would do the moves where I would like grab her by the neck and like slam her down. So
can
what would you do? You obviously weren't as good of a wrestler as me.
Can I talk about the nerd game?
Yeah, why would you get acrylic nails before fight night, though? That seems
pretty
irresponsible.
Because I had them and I'm not planning my style around fight night.
Obviously. Wait, no, I meant it in the sense of, like, never mind. I meant it as a thing of you being, like, obviously, like, everyone doesn't revolve their style when they're going to fight night. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, sure.
I meant it in a post-ironic way because my sense of humor is actually very advanced. And
the Nerds game? Ari. Tana's friend, Ari. Not
no, it's Gabby. She's in the other room. Gabby comes here sometimes. Guys, wait. Do you guys want to know something really cool?
Can I tell the fucking Nerds game?
Yeah. Sorry. Nerds game? No, it was the coolest shit. I was on my Instagram, and I saw something, and it was the craziest shit I've ever seen. Gabby DiMartino was seen in Vivian Westwood.
I saw that. I knew you fucking made that. And I know you made the sweetie one.
And Gabby DiMartino got swarmed by paparazzi, Emmy Hartman in sweater vest, seen drunk at drag brunch.
I didn't. I wore a tank top.
No, I know, Emmy. That was the joke.
Can I talk about the Nerds game?
Yes. The
Nerds game? You guys should play it sometime.
Okay.
We should play it.
Okay.
We need a new bed frame, though.
With, like, for our joint bed that we have?
Yeah.
On Sunset.
My parents bet. Don't say my street.
No, I'm like, I'm just like making like a fake scenario where we have a
That's
joint bed on
street.
Sunset Boulevard.
That's not my street. My parents had a bed frame that had both the ends, and we'd sit on the end of it, and we'd put a pile. I don't know why we just had a pile of socks on the floor all the time. I don't know.
It was the childhood sock pile.
Yeah, a big pile of socks, and we would sit on the bed facing the bed, so our backs would be high up too. Mm-hmm. Our backs would be the floor, the sock pile would be behind us, and we would make a box of Nerds and go, Nerds.
Like, what the fuck is
wrong with you? And then put the Nerds in our mouth and fall back into the sock pile, and that was the game. But one time we were playing, I don't know why I was facing forward, I said, donk, and cracked my whole chin open on a piece of metal.
How is that the game? How do you win?
You don't always have to win. There's not a winning and losing in every game.
Life is not about winning or losing. It's about
Yeah, it is.
The memories you make. That's not true.
For you. I'm a winner.
Winner. I just pulled up a W and I did this. I'm a winner, baby.
My, what grade was it? I'm just talking now. My eighth grade social studies teacher made me stand on a chair blindfolded. And
I know.
I told you. I didn't tell them.
I feel like we've kind of just recycled
Sometimes
the same stories.
Sometimes people forget.
That is true. Me and I think
I'm doing the podcast like this and it won't not
Hey guys.
Shy.
Just not like I mean that would normally be a problem, but like people can listen.
Chip clip
your clit lip.
Chip clip, but it's a lace chip bag with a wig on and clip.
Do you think we swear too much? Like actually? I don't think we swear a lot. I just said chip clip your clit lip.
It's not a swear word. It's a name.
I feel like, do we swear a lot? Do you think we swear a lot? Really? Oh, okay, word.
Fuck.
I kind of like the word fuck.
I want to watch that.
Miranda Cosgrove?
I met Miranda Cosgrove.
I did too.
Congratulations.
Miranda Cosgrove. She owns she owns the Grove. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I showed...
There's a TikTok video of this woman showing her feminine divine light energy language, and Jenna started crying watching it in the car right here. Is that video of the girl going like that? Like, apparently there's like this scam story that a lot of like spiritual people do, like quote unquote spiritual. Like, it's like there's like an MLM version of like spirituality where it's like a fake program that they like try to get you to sign into, and like there's like the story that they always tell is a scam, and it was like the same story that I had heard in like church before, because it's just like a fake story. And she was like, and I just started speaking in this language, and I don't want to like repeat it because like it just might be offensive, but then should I just play the video? Because I
don't cry again.
And Jenna started sobbing, but like wait, I need to find it. Fuck. But I wouldn't feel bad if it wasn't
in the garbage.
A scam. The microphone? Yeah. Okay. And what if I did? Oh, I can't find the video. Fuck. No. No, it's a mouth spray for immunity. Oh, wait. I found the video.
And it was like... Disiasha fun poku hasa kia tuash. Derakala hasa tiki ampesh dos. Ah, kwe...
Jenna, are you crying? Jenna, mate, I kind of believe it now because everyone was saying that it was like a casual scam, but like Jenna's crying, so I feel like she feels the light language. Well, I think we've said our piece. Miss Hartman has a pop-up shop to go to.
I do. I feel like I said five words this whole time. Everyone leave me alone. I'm sick of this. Ah!
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
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 And me and Ian need help. They're on their way.
On their way.
Here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.